Someone there? Hello? Gosh, it's just you. We're gonna have to figure out how to make some adjustments to this thing you gave me. The tracker, whatever. I mean, sure, you know where I am, but I never know when you're gonna drop by. You have no idea how many times you've scared the bubbles out of me. Oh, that sounds a bit strange, actually. You know what I mean. No way. You brought me bottle caps? There's so many of them. Oh my goodness. There's so many different colors and sizes. This one's made out of metal. And another. Oh my goodness. You are actually a wonder. Where did you find all of these? You mean you drank and drank for every single one of these? Just for me? No one's ever done anything like that before. You're so unbelievably kind. Oh, by the way, before I forget, I collected some very fine specimen for you. Those eels? You said you were writing a paper on them? Something like that. Yes, there's some freshwater pools here. Ta-da! Aren't they beautiful? Now, I want you to put on your best show for them, okay? They're a little snarky, but I've already told them I'm going to give them a very good scolding if they don't treat you with kindness. The utmost. Hey, you don't look so good. You right? Well, that's what I was saying. We need some sort of two-way system. You really are driving and hiking for that long. How did you even get into this cave? You mean there's an entrance to land from here? Goodness, you really don't look that great. I mean, you always look great, but you know what I mean. You ran out of water? How long ago? Oh my goodness. Here. Here's one that there's no eels in. Drink. It's fine, I promise you. Just have some. Oh, you poor thing. Not too much. I don't want you to get an upset stomach. Here. Come sit next to me. You need to rest. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I would have picked somewhere easier for you. You shouldn't overexert yourself like this for me. I don't deserve that. Of course I appreciate our friendship. I just hate seeing you like this. Here. Just lie your head down. What's wrong? I'm not fussing over you. Am I? Look, even if I was, you're looking a little woozy right now. Like you're gonna pass out. You need me right now. Don't deny it. Let me take care of you. Finally. I don't know why that was so hard for you. I see. So it's a pride thing. Yes, yes. You're a big, scary marine biologist. You take care of all the fishies. Well, guess what? This fishy's gonna take care of you. And there's nothing you can do about it. So just sit back and relax. You've earned that at least. Surely you remember the first time we met? You untangled me from those fishing lines. I've been waiting for so long for my turn to take care of you. And here it is. Fate has placed you oh so gently on my lap. Literally and metaphorically. It's nice to take care of you. Feel like I'm sort of paying you back. Slowly, but surely. I missed you. I'm so glad that you came to find me. Even if it almost cost you an arm and a leg. Oh, there. You seem to be getting more woozy. Well, your face is turning all red. I don't think that's normal. Oh? It is? Are you sure about that? You don't usually look so red. I'm no human specialist, but fine. I'll take your word for it. You know, as much as I hate you for exciting yourself, I really am happy you're here. Well, ever since, you know, my father. Well, I was just so lonely, and then you said that we should be friends, and we grew close, and it's been great. I think I've just been becoming happier overall, you know? I've been trying to find happiness in the small things. Peace in them. You know, like adding to my collection with the things that you bring me from your human world. Helping you source specimens and introducing you to new wildlife. You're just so passionate about everything there is under the ocean, living or otherwise. I've made a new life with you. And it just makes me so happy that I was only truly alone for a year. When you found me and... Well, I can't say that it's the same as the life I shared with my dad, but it's just as good. In a different way, you know? I feel truly happy and like I have a purpose with you. Do you get what I mean? Sorry, did I say something wrong? You're just giving me a weird look, that's all. I said something wrong, didn't I? What? Sorry, I must have been rambling on. If you don't feel the same way, I understand. I wanted you to know that I've really grown to care about you. And it means a lot that you always come to see me and always think about me even when I'm not with you, because I don't know where I'd be without you. You do feel the same way. So, why are you looking at me then? Weird. You were making me think I had said something so outlandish. Well, I'm glad to know the healing is mutual. Are you feeling a bit better? That's good to know. You had me worried there for a moment. I don't know what I would have done if it was more serious. If I lost you, I don't want to think about that. I'm just glad that you're okay. And also glad that, well, you kind of got that tension out of the way. Those are things you've been needing to hear for a while, though. Things I've been needing to say. And now I have. And now that it's all out of the way, I can finally do this. Don't say anything. I just wanted to. That's all. And if for whatever reason you didn't like it, we can pretend it was all part of a fever dream that you had from drinking the eel water. No, of course it's not actually eel water. I told you, they're in this one. You drank out of this one. Although... never mind. I don't know about you, but I could go for a little nap. Well, then I'd say this is the perfect spot for it. Oh? You don't want to sleep? And why is that? You want to try something? Like? Are you sure you're up for that? You still could be a little bit dehydrated. I can't imagine that it would help in that regard. Well, if you say so, I'm all yours after all. Your skin tastes so salty. No. Is that the help that you needed? Wouldn't want you to overexert yourself any further on my behalf. In my mouth. But I have oh so many sharp teeth. Are you sure? Well, I don't want to hurt you. How about a little compromise? I can grind on top. I'm already so wet and slippery for you. Just talking to you this whole time gets me going. Like it. I always love making you feel so good. Oh, I really want it inside of me. Oh, please, can I? Please. I'll be on top. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Dehydrated silly. And I'm about to milk you even more. It feels so good, even just on the outside. I can't imagine what it's gonna feel like. Please, can I put it in, please? Please. Oh, fuck. You want to keep going? Oh my goodness. I underestimated your stamina and willingness to fuck me. Very well. Proceed, human. Do it again next time.